4-5.
Welcome aboard. My name is Sharia, and you're listening to a brand new episode of The Aviation Files, best podcast for all aviation enthusiasts. In today's episode, we will cover IndiGo's massive aircraft order, another Boeing whistleblower dying, IATA firing back at Germany for its taxes, and Delta dropping the LAX to Shanghai route. So, without further ado, let's begin. First, let's take a look at a massive order that will undoubtedly change the fastest growing markets in the aviation industry. IndiGo, a prominent player in India's domestic market, has set its sight on entering the international market by purchasing 30 A350-900s. IndiGo, India's preeminent low-cost airline, has made a significant strategic move by officially announcing a substantial order for 30 Airbus A350-900s, a clear indication of its intention to venture into the wide-body aircraft segment for long-haul international routes. This announcement follows months of speculation and underscores IndiGo's ambition to expand its operations beyond its stronghold in the domestic market. The selection of the Airbus A350, a popular choice among airlines worldwide for its efficiency and passenger comfort, is a testament to IndiGo's commitment to enhancing its service offerings and competing more aggressively on larger international routes, particularly against established players like Air India. Equipped with Rolls-Royce Trent XWB engines, these A350s will enable IndiGo to tap into new markets and cater to the growing demand for affordable long-haul travel. In addition to the firm order for 30 aircraft, IndiGo has secured purchase rights for an additional 70 Airbus A350 family aircraft, providing flexibility for future expansion based on market conditions and operational requirements. While specific details regarding the configuration and total order value has not been disclosed, industry estimates suggest that the deal could be valued at over $9 billion, highlighting the scale of IndiGo's investment in its long-term growth strategy. The commencement of deliveries in 2027 signals a transformative phase for IndiGo as it prepares to diversify its route network and establish itself as a key player in the global aviation market. With a track record of pioneering innovations and a strong focus on customer satisfaction, IndiGo aims to leverage its extensive experience in operating the A320 family of aircraft to seamlessly integrate the A350s into its fleet and deliver exceptional service to passengers. Furthermore, this strategic partnership with Airbus not only reinforces IndiGo's commitment to driving the growth of the Indian aviation market, but also strengthens its position as a leading global aviation player. The airline's ambitious plans to connect various Indian metros to international destinations underscores its vision of becoming a preferred choice for travelers seeking affordable and reliable long-haul travel options. As IndiGo embarks on this exciting new chapter, the aviation industry eagerly awaits the unfolding of its long-haul international network and the potential impact it will have on the competitive landscape. With its strong market presence, operational efficiency, and now the addition of the Airbus A350s to its fleet, IndiGo is poised to redefine the future of air travel in India and beyond. Next, let's revisit Boeing's recent troubles with whistleblowers. Josh Dean, a former employee of Spirit AeroSystems, a crucial Tier 1 supplier for Boeing, tragically passed away following a battle with pneumonia compounded by methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, infection. His passing reignited concerns about the treatment of whistleblowers and the safety practices within the aerospace industry. Dean, who had previously voiced concerns about Boeing's operations, spent 2 weeks in critical condition before succumbing to the infection in Oklahoma City. The circumstances surrounding Dean's death stirred memories of another Boeing whistleblower, John Barnett, who I covered a couple weeks ago, who was discovered deceased in his car in March. Barnett had previously raised alarms about the Boeing 787, adding a layer of suspicion to the incidents. Despite speculation, there is no concrete evidence linking either death to foul play or attempts to silence dissenting voices. However, the timing and nature of their concerns have prompted scrutiny into the culture of safety and accountability within Boeing and its suppliers. Dean's passing coincided with the emergence of additional whistleblowers alleging malpractice within the Boeing 777 and 787 programs. This influx of whistleblowers drew the attention of the U.S. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Ron Johnson, who received troubling reports from insiders regarding safety concerns. This prompted them to invite Boeing CEO to a hearing to address these issues. The ongoing saga also involves accusations of retaliation against employees who dare to speak out against safety lapses. The Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, SPEA, accused Boeing of retaliating against two engineers who raised concerns about the 777 and 787 aircraft. SPIA filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, alleging that Boeing's management rejected the engineer's safety recommendations, leading to a hostile work environment. Amidst these allegations and investigations, Boeing emphasized its cooperation with inquiries and acknowledged the critical need for oversight and accountability. However, the revelations have cast a shadow over the aerospace giant, raising questions about its commitment to safety and the treatment of whistleblowers. As the industry and regulators delve deeper into these concerns, the spotlight remains firmly on Boeing's practices and its efforts to address systemic issues affecting aviation safety. Now, I also want to add that the last couple of years have been, actually more than just the last couple of years, have been pretty rough for Boeing. And I and many other aviation enthusiasts think it's largely due to their merger with McDonnell Douglas back in 95, 96. Ever since then, there has been a noticeable change in their safety, and they're more worried about profits and income. And so I think as Boeing changes its executive officers and its management, I think Boeing's heading in a positive direction and really needs to change how they're going. So, yeah. Now, let's take a look at a trend that has been ongoing in the aviation industry for a while. Germany's never-ending aviation taxes. But now IATA has struck back. Willie Walsh, the outspoken head of the International Air Transport Association, or IATA, IATA, has launched a scathing critique of Germany's recent decision to significantly increase aviation taxes. The move, which came into effect on May 1st, has drawn sharp criticism from IATA, with Walsh accusing the German government of undermining the aviation industry's effort to curb carbon emissions. Under the new tax regime, passengers now face a hike of 19% in aviation taxes, with fees ranging from €15.53 to €70.83 per passenger, depending on the route. IATA argues that such a substantial increase will erode Germany's competitiveness in critical economic sectors such as exports and tourism. Moreover, with international passenger numbers in Germany still lagging 20% below pre-pandemic levels, the aviation sector's recovery in the nation remains one of the slowest globally. In a blunt statement released on May 2nd, Walsh lambasted the German government's taxation policy, labeling it an unhealthy obsession with aviation taxes. He warned that the tax hike, coupled with the government's support for a European jet fuel tax, would further escalate the cost of doing business in Germany and impede families' ability to travel. Moreover, Walsh highlighted the findings of a recent survey conducted by IATA, which revealed widespread skepticism among air travelers in Germany regarding the effectiveness of green taxes in promoting sustainability. The core of IATA's criticism revolves around the perceived misallocation of tax revenues, which were originally earmarked to fund the production of sustainable aviation fuel, as per the government's coalition agreement. However, IATA contends that this commitment has been abandoned, with the revenue being diverted elsewhere. Walsh argues that this diversion of funds contradicts the government's stated goal of promoting sustainability within the aviation sector, further exacerbating the industry's challenges in transitioning to cleaner technologies. This critique gains added significance against the backdrop of IATA's recent release of its March global passenger demand analysis, which showed a significant rebound in air travel demand compared to the previous year. Despite this positive trend, Walsh's condemnation underscores the urgent need for policymakers to prioritize measures that support the aviation industry's long-term growth and sustainability, rather than resorting to short-term revenue generation through taxation. Finally, let's talk about Delta Airlines deciding to drop their LAX to Shanghai route. Delta Airlines has recently made the decision to discontinue its direct flight route between Los Angeles and Shanghai, a move that leaves China Eastern as the sole operator on this route until United Airlines re-enters the market at the end of August. This decision marks a significant shift in Delta's trans-Pacific operations, as the airline has previously maintained this route before the onset of COVID-19 pandemic. Despite initial plans to reinstate the Los Angeles-Shanghai service, Delta has ultimately opted out, citing subdued demand and ongoing political tensions affecting travel between China and the United States. Delta's withdrawal from the Los Angeles-Shanghai route reflects broader challenges facing the aviation industry amidst the pandemic recovery. While air travel has gradually resumed, capacity remains constrained compared to pre-pandemic levels, particularly on long-haul international routes. The complexities of navigating travel restrictions, changing consumer preferences, and geopolitical dynamics have further complicated airlines' route planning decisions. Although Delta's decision to halt its Los Angeles-Shanghai service may disappoint some travelers, the airline continues to maintain direct flights to Shanghai from its hubs in Seattle and Detroit. These routes remain operational, providing alternative options for passengers traveling between the United States and China. Furthermore, despite Delta's exit from the Shanghai route, there are still several other airlines offering connections between Los Angeles and various destinations in China and Hong Kong. Air China, Cathay Pacific, China Eastern, China Southern, Sichuan Airlines, and Xiamen Air are among the carriers serving this route, ensuring continued connectivity between the two regions. Meanwhile, United Airlines is poised to strengthen its presence in Los Angeles basin with an expanded portfolio of international routes. The airline now boasts more long-haul international operations from Los Angeles International Airport compared to other major U.S. carriers. United's offerings include year-round flights to Hong Kong, London Heathrow, Melbourne, Sydney, Tokyo, Haneda, and Narita, as well as seasonal services to Auckland and Brisbane from LAX. In contrast, Delta's current long-haul international operations from Los Angeles are limited to year-round flights to Paris, Sydney, and Tokyo, and that is just Tokyo Haneda, with Auckland, Brisbane, and Papeete featured on a seasonal basis. Overall, Delta's decision to withdraw from the Los Angeles-Shanghai route underscores the evolving dynamics of the aviation industry in response to ongoing challenges and changing market conditions. As airlines navigate the complexities of recovery, route adjustment, and strategic realignments are likely to continue shaping the landscape of international air travel. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure to support The Aviation Files however you can. And don't forget to check out my Insta @TheAviationFiles for more fun and exciting aviation news. Until next time.